now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time for Checker Sports. I'm Gary Lee. The West Plains Lady Zizzers competed in the Class 5 Girls Final Four over the weekend in Springfield. Friday night, the Lady Zizzers took on Lutheran St. Charles and lost 71-50. Lutheran St. Charles went on to win the Class 5 Girls State Championship, defeating Carl Junction. Lady Zizzers had to turn right around, though, and face Cape Notre Dame in the third-place game on Saturday. And things went much better as the Lady Zizzers get the win for third place, 42-38. Harlan Hutchison talks with head coach of the West Plains Lady Zizzers, Scott Womack, after the third-place game.
I thought our girls came out with a lot of energy that first quarter. Boy, we really struggled that second quarter. I mean, we just could not get a rhythm offensively. And then, I thought in the fourth quarter we turned around. That Zoe's three was huge for us. We came out in the start of the fourth quarter and we ran a little play that we got a backdoor cut on it to Olivia, and then Zoe hit that three, and I thought, you know, that gave us the lead, I think, at that time.
Oh, boy, Olivia Lawson stepped up so big. She had 10 of her 16 points in the fourth quarter for you, and I just thought she really kind of took the game over for a while.
Yeah, she did, and that's the type of player she can be. And to be honest, she kind of struggled for a couple of quarters there, and she knew she did, but she stepped up when she needed to.
And Alyssa Joyner only had four today, but, you know, she played a good all-around game.
You know, defensively she was there, and what she did last night, I kind of challenged her about rebounding, and today she rebounded, and that's what we needed from her against a bigger team like that.
10 rebounds for her today, so that's a really
big,
good effort.
Yeah, that's big for her.
Well, Scott, overall, the season, what will you remember about this?
Well, everybody doubted us. You know, I mean, when Aspen graduated, everybody thought that's, you know, you're not me. And for this group to get back and to do what they've done, it meant a lot for them. And I mean, I'm just blessed to coach these girls because, you know, they've worked so hard and they're such a good group, fun group to be around. It's one of those years you'll put up there with any of the others. I mean, I know it's not a state championship, but this group overcame a lot. And prove the doubters wrong.
Great season for the Lady Zizzers, again finishing third place in Class 5 in 2023 to go with a state championship in 2022 and a second place finish in 2021. Missouri basketball saw a remarkable season end with a 78-63 loss to 15-seed Princeton in the second round of the NCAA tournament. The 7-seed Tigers, 25-10 overall, picked 11th in the Southeastern Conference preseason poll, made the league tournament semifinals for the first time and won the program's first NCAA game in a decade in the inaugural season under head coach Dennis Gates. Joel Hofer stopped all 33 shots that he faced as the Blues beat the Winnipeg Jets 3-0 at the Enterprise Center. Hofer helped the team earn the shutout in his fourth career NHL start. All golf leagues at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Banyo Municipal Golf Course will start the week of April 17th. Church League will be on Mondays and will start at 5:30. Cat and Dog will be on Tuesdays and will start at 5:30. Men's League is played on Thursdays and will start at 5:30. Everyone is welcome to play in the leagues. Non-members will pay an extra $5 on top of the league fee. The St. Louis Cardinals were in action yesterday. With more, here is your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Dakota Hudson saw 9 batters in the first inning. 5 of them scored. The Mets had a 5-0 lead. Then it was 5-2, 5-4, then 7-4, and sloppy play in the 8th inning allowed the Cardinals to score 4 runs, a final of 8-7.
Nolan Gorman had a home run, and it was sloppy Met defense and 10 walks allowed by Mets pitchers that did them in. Cardinals relievers did a nice job.
But it was a tough day for Dakota Hudson.
Yeah, he gave up several hits and was not missing bats in the first inning. In fact, 5 runs scored in that first inning before we could even get going, and the Cardinals, fortunately, were able to come back and win.
Yet Zach Thompson, Packy Naughton looked good. Chris Stratton gave up a couple of runs, and he was the beneficiary of the 4-run 8th inning to get the win. Kyle Leahy and Dalton Roach, Cardinal minor leaguers, looked very good.
Both of them very sharp, pounding the strike zone, and they looked like they belonged.
Our next Cardinal broadcast comes up Thursday against the Yankees. That'll be in Jupiter, and we'll be on the air at 11:55 a.m.
And again, Thursday, you can catch the St. Louis Cardinals on KUKU 100.3. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.